The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, we are living in some difficult times right now with the COVID-19. Things got a lot tougher for law enforcement. It's hard for law enforcement on a day-to-day basis anyway. Very challenging. You throw in a virus that we still don't know a lot about other than it's very contagious, appears to be easily transmitted. So you throw that in on top of the daily challenges law enforcement has to face. Then let's throw in an untimely, unnecessary death that causes rioting, looting, protesting all across the country. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Hudson. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I just got to say, as I was saying, you guys, the men and women in the sheriff's office, you face tough challenges every day, but with the virus and with the unrest that we are experiencing, it's got to be even tougher.
It is, and, you know, we got great men and women working here at Greenville City and Greenville County. We couldn't be any more fortunate. And I firmly believe that's why things really didn't get out of hand, just because the way law enforcement conducted themselves, and we worked well with the activists that were putting on these protests. They got in the middle of the crowd. If there was a problem, they let us know right away and asked us to remove those folks. We're very fortunate to have it work out the way it did, and it was. It was because everybody did work together, so it was a blessing.
Well, and I was just so encouraged when I learned that you and Chief Howie Thompson from the city, you took the time to go down and meet with these folks. And I think to a large degree, the good ones, the ones who really want to be peaceful, they just want to be heard. And you guys, I think you really diffused what could have become a bad situation by taking the time and being down there with them.
Well, I believe you're right, and I think that, you know, we do have a bad situation across the country, and the only way to fix it is to open up some form of communication and create some dialogue. And me and Chief Thompson had talked about that and kind of how we were going to handle just communicating with the protesters and who would be in charge of them. So once we identified those folks, we went down there again and kind of tried to clarify what their mission was as far as where they wanted to walk and how long and do all that stuff. But what it turned into was really us just intermingling with the crowd and listening to a lot of people. And certainly a growing process for us. And not to mention, I feel like we got the best relationship the city and the county have ever had. Me and him both are in a very unique situation, and so it certainly helps solidify that.
Yeah, I was glad to hear that the city has suspended their search for a nationwide search for a chief. I'm hoping that they're going to come to their senses and just let Chief Howie Thompson remain there. No, I'm not requiring a comment from you on that, but
I will. I'll be glad to. And I've done it. Anybody who has interviewed us, I can tell you, I think he has certainly. They have been able to watch him interview for this job, absolutely, while doing the job.
Yes,
and he's performed exceptionally well, serving the public and the men and women at the police department. And I certainly hope that they appoint him the next full-time chief of police for the city of Greenville. He's a great individual. He's got great people, and he truly does care about this community. That's one thing people leave out is he is invested in the city of Greenville, and he loves the city of Greenville. His career has been here, And we're just pulling for them. And if there's anything we could do to help make that happen, to give them, you know, that position, a chance full time at that position, we certainly want to help him do it, because he's a class act, and he knows how to treat people.
I agree 100%. So, Mayor White, if you're listening this morning, City Council, if you're listening, we need to keep Hallie Thompson in that position, because, as you pointed out, Sheriff, you know, someone from another area outside of the city, they could not have done what Hallie Thompson did this past weekend with you.
I really don't think so. I mean, Hallie knew the climate. We knew each other. And, again, there's a big difference. When somebody talks to you about any issue, you can really tell whether or not they care about what they're talking about. Are they really listening, or are they just doing all the talking?
Right.
And I can tell you that Howie's been through a lot at the city during his career, but as the head of that agency, the coronavirus issue, all of us are looking at hiring issues, and now protest, his temperament, he's a great leader, and I just, my prayer for him is the Lord just takes care of that, and he has an opportunity to fulfill that role full time.
Yep. With me this morning, Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Now, Sheriff, of course, we still are in the middle of this pandemic. We have this virus out there that we still don't know a lot about.
Right.
That changed the way your men and women are approaching their jobs on a day-to-day basis.
Sure. I mean, obviously, you want to be cautious, and you know, you try to maintain some level of social distancing, and we're handing out plenty of hand sanitizer. They do have masks if they have to go into a home. And, you know, it's you have to be very cautious and aware of it. Now, this weekend, you know, with the situation with the protesters, and you're really having to get inside that six-foot circle, and there's a lot of people there. A lot of people are shaking your hand. You know, a lot of people are touching you and patting you on the back and kind of getting in your face, you know, where honestly, if they just want to talk to you, there's so many people around, it's hard to hear. You know, people kind of lean in on you or talk to you up close. You try to make people cautious of that. And it's tough. And we've been evaluating them this week, making sure we don't have anybody, just reiterating the fact that this isn't over. You know, if you think you have a fever, you think you're sick, you think you got symptoms, we want to get you tested. And we just opened the testing site at the TD Center, which has been open, but we just opened it up to the public where anybody can be tested. So we have a lot of resources to make that happen, but we don't want anybody sick, for sure. I mean, it's an ugly virus. You may have an underlying health condition to make it even worse for you. So, you know, you want to keep people healthy and keep the building clean. So we certainly take caution to those things.
Yep. Sheriff Hobart Lewis, always good to talk with you. And I appreciate the job that your agency does, keeping our community safe every day. And I pray for your safety every day.
Thank
as
you, sir.
Well. And I just appreciate it. Always enjoy spending time with you.
Well, thank you, sir. If we can do anything for you, let us know. And we appreciate you always giving us an opportunity to brag on our folks and to be on 94.5. Y'all do a great job.